Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you are. This is Caribbean Global Voices. I'm your host, Ivor Henry. We'll be here with you for the next 3 hours or so. So we hope you stick and stay. Enjoy the ride. And today being the 16th day of July, and I emphasize July because everyone knows that's my birth month, and I can dare say it's the first of the second half of the year. July begins the first month of the second half of the year. Well, folks, as usual, we are going to start this proceedings with our inspirational portion. Takes it all the way up until 10 o'clock in the morning. Then we'll have sports in brief, doing battle against Bangladesh, England and India. Well, we'll bring you what's happening locally as well, and sure, the minor leagues will get in something of that sort. You know, the Wimbledon would have just finished, so we'll have something on that. That's Cardinal Forte tennis, so we'll leave that portion to him. But Djokovic, he's just one step away from equaling Nadal. I think he's on 22. Nadal is on 23. Serena is there or thereabout. Don't know if she has stalled out. But nonetheless, we'll have that for sports. We'll have birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date in our history. That's compliments, by the way, of Audley Sinley. Cardinal Wills will be in with that, and of course, we will have special fans being greeted, and he will bring you a commentary. At 10:45, we're going to be having the ladies, Dawn and Debbie. They're going to be telling us their efforts for the less fortunate over there in Antigua and Barbuda, and around the world as well. So they'll bring us up to speed on the humanitarian efforts. Of course, at 11 o'clock, thereabout, we'll have discuss events, issues. And that's where we'll be able to inform you and educate you with what's happening around the world. But of course, you too can be a part of the conversation. 563-999-3693. So that is 563-999-3693. I want to welcome all of the listeners this morning, whether you're listening via the telephone or on the World Wide Web. I want to say good morning, and we hopefully that we'll meet you in good stead. Something cracking over here. Can get a song here to start before we open with some prayers.
Love now.
I'm fine. I was blind. Oh, but now I see. Through many days, just toil and snare, I have already come on. This far, and grace shall lead me home.
Yes, indeed, amazing grace, amazing grace. Aaron Neville sings for you. But again, today, July the 16th, oh, sweet 16, getting closer and closer to July 21 and 24. Well, indeed, well, folks, let's bow our head and pray, because Jesus is calling. He is calling. Guess I'm summoned to do this morning. Well, self-pity is a slimy, bottomless pit. Once you fall in it, you tend to go deeper and deeper into the mire. As you slide down those slippery walls, you are well on your way to depression, and to the darkness is profound. Your only hope is to look up and see the light of my presence shining down on you. Though the light looks dim from your perspective, deep in the pit, those rays of hope can reach you at any depth. While you focus on me in trust, you rise ever so slowly out of the abyss of despair. Finally, you can reach up and grasp my hand. I will pull you out into the light again. I will gently cleanse you, washing off the clinging mire. I will cover you with my righteousness and walk with you down the path of life. Psalms 40, verses 2-3, and Psalms 42, 5. You can also read Psalm 147, verse 11. Again, we just want to pray for those who are not feeling of their best, but hopefully will still be giving of their best. I want to pray especially for Mertrees. She's under the weather this morning. So for the folks who are expecting to hear from her this morning, she's with us, but she's not going to be audible. So I ask that you feed her spirit. And we're going to pray for Traveling Mercies for Lynette. She's going to hit the skies a little later today on the way to witness her son take the plunge and to be happily wed, I'm sure, everly happy after. So Lynette, we are going to be praying for you, and I'm going to ask that you too pray that God be the pilot and those pilots be the co-pilot, and ask that Jesus takes the wheel. And those of us who are on the men, we just hope that your chin is up and you're giving God thanks, knowing that he has never, ever made a mistake. And we just have to say to God, be the glory. Again, to remember those who are in mourning, those who are grieving, who would have lost loved ones, those who are experiencing difficulties. It's just for a while, yet a while, and that too shall pass. Folks, like I gave the itinerary a little earlier, we're going to have a good show packed for you. I want to remember Ma Ruby over there in New York. That's Audley's mom. We always want to say hi and hello to her. She's always saying,
before you go to bed tonight, drink a glass of this. And
that's not going to happen here, because I was going to play something that Audley requested. So we have to look for that. Let's see if we can find him. Audley, where were you? Audley requested Love Lifted Me by...
Yeah, I know the same
thing.
Have you any idea what that means?
Well, maybe I do, but I'd just sort of like to hear you say it.
That means that I want you to sing a song.
Oh, well, I tell you, I'll pick one with you.
I bet that's
you
the price.
All right, Richard, hand me my guitar, okay?
Get your guitar.
All right, you get it, sir.
Myself a song, get the whole world to sing along. I'll call it a love song for you. Who knows, the Bible to take a song from the Bible. And then when I'm through, I'll just sing love. Everybody's looking for a way to say something. Searching their mind, trying to find a one of a kind. We can say something. You know love.
Everybody sing Love Lifted Me, Love Lifted Me. Oh, Kenny Rogers, Dolly Parton. What a combination. this beautiful Saturday morning. You are in tune to the Global Caribbean Global Voices, and of course we're into the inspirational portion. So I'm going to say good morning to all the folks out there. And again, we ask you to lift your chin up. It could have been worse. Again, God has never ever made a mistake, so let's just praise him and glorify him and put him on high. He is the one that is in charge, the one and only ever-living, ever-loving God. And folks, let's see what Adrian Cunningham has here for us.
Ah, yes, God. Ooh, yes. Oh, Lord, 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 Lord. Oh, Lord, yes.
I was so empty. I needed someone who could take away the emptiness inside. I turn away when friends would tell me I should come to you and surrender all my life. My life was reckless till I obeyed them and find a church that I could go to set me free. It was at the altar I cried, Lord, save me. I felt the burden slowly lifting off my life. My life was lost without you. Every time I think I'm better, I get worse. Oh, dear Jesus, I need your help, Lord. Don't you ever turn away and let me fall. All I have is only you, Lord. Every friend I look to always let me down. I remember you promised to never leave me. I'm depending on you, Lord, to hear my call.
Call you, and you ran and came.
experiential portion of the inspirational. Oh, I'm getting an echo. I'm sorry about that. Let's go with George.
Thank you. Yeah.
not too late.
It's probably not too late.
Oh, but I don't worry about that much. Cause I'm happy. As I go along life's journey, I'm reaping better than I've sown. I'm drinking from my saucer, cause my cup has overflowed. Sometimes the going is
rough,
but I've got a friend in Jesus, and that makes me rich enough. I thank God for all His blessings on me and the mercies He's bestowed. I'm drinking from my saucer, cause my cup has overflowed. You know, right now, you may be going through some rough times in your life, but I'm here to encourage you today not to give up. I pronounce a blessing upon your life, upon your family. You must prosper and be in good health in the name of Jesus. I believe it on my heart. So Lord, help me not to grumble and complain of the tough road I am on. I'm drinking from my saucer, cause my cup has overflowed. And if I should go on living, if I should go on living, should the way get steep and rough, may I ask for no other blessing, Jesus. Glory. Cause I'm already blessed enough. May I never be too busy. I won't be too busy, too busy. To help a brother very slow. My coffers, they drink and drink and run, cause my cup has overflowed. Yes, I keep drinking from my coffers, Lord. Keep drinking from my coffers, Lord. Of my cup has overflowed. My cup has overflowed.
Yes, indeed, what a mighty God we serve. The cup has overflown. I hope that it doesn't go to the ground, but if it goes to the ground, hope that it will replenish the earth. But be there for that overspill, that someone can really, really enjoy it. I want to say good morning to Irma Thompson, 721. That's a good number, 721. That's her area code, but it is my birth month and date. 721, coming up. Well, we have many, many rivers to cross, but we just have to know that once you put God in it, you're going to really come out unscathed. Trust me on that one. Give me a kiss. And Dennis is here with us also. What is it fun to you folks?
Many rivers to cross, but I can't seem to find my way.
Many rivers to cross, but we can cross them one day at a time. One day at a time.
One day. Help me believe in what I could be and all that I am. Show me the way that I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you. Just give me the strength to do everything what I have to do. Do you remember worse now than then. Oh, there's pushing and shoving, and it's crowding my mind. So, Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time. Sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you. Just give me the strength to do everything what I
day at a time. Yes, indeed, one day at a time. We are into the inspirational portion, and we are going up the hill, and we still have another 10 minutes or so to go. Let's see if this one will inspire you.
Are you familiar with the language in some of these documents the accused have discussed with black groups?
Yes, since some of those documents were drawn up by me.
The one noting with concern and disgust the naked terrorism of the government?
That is correct.
You say naked terrorism. Do you honestly think that is a valid statement?
Well, I think it is a far more valid statement than the charges against these men here.
Really?
Yes, really. I'm not talking about where. I'm talking about the violence in which people are better on charge by police, beaten up. I'm talking about police firing on unarmed people. I'm talking about the indirect violence you get through starvation in the townships. I'm talking about the hopelessness, the desolation of the transit camps. Now, I think that, all put together, that constitutes more terrorism than the words these men have spoken here, but they stand charged. And white society is not charged.
When you and others in black consciousness speak, you say, our true leaders have been banned and imprisoned on Robben Island. Who are you referring to specifically?
Specifically, we refer to people like Mandela, Sobukwe, people like Govan Mbeki.
And is it not true that the common factor with these people is that they have advocated violence against the South African government?
The common factor with these people is that they have selflessly pushed forward the struggle of the black man.
So, your answer to this so-called naked terrorism is to provoke violence in the black community.
Now, our movement seeks to avoid violence.
But your own words call for direct confrontation.
That's right. We demand confrontation.
Isn't that a demand for violence?
Well, you and I are now in confrontation, but I see no violence.
But nowhere in these documents do you say that the white government is doing anything good?
Well, it does so little good, my lord, that it's not worth commenting on.
Surely that approach inflames racial hatred and anti-whiteism.
My lord, blacks are not unaware of the hardships they endure or what the government is doing to them. We want them to stop accepting these hardships, to confront them. People must not just give in to the hardships of life. They must find a way even in this environment, to develop hope. Hope for themselves, hope for this country. Now I think that is what black consciousness is all about. Now without any reference to the white man, to try and build up a sense of our own humanity, our legitimate place in the West.
But why do you use a phrase like black is beautiful?
Because black is commonly associated with negative, the black market, the black sheep of the family, anything which is supposed to be bad.
Then why do you use the word? Why call yourselves black? I mean, you people are more brown than black.
Why do you call yourselves white? You people are more pink than white.
Precisely.
Steve Biko, and that's the man who is trying to inspire us. Black does not mean you have to stay back. Brown does not mean that you just stick around. White does not mean that you're always white either. We serve one God. One God, one God, one God. That's the God we serve. But folks, we're just about getting ready to end our inspirational portion. We're going to
We thank thee each morning for a newborn day, where we may work the fields of new-mown hay. We thank thee for the sunshine and the air that we breathe, O Lord. We thank thee. Thank thee for the rivers that run all day. Thank thee for the little birds that sing along the way. Thank thee for the trees and the deep blue sea, O Lord, we thank thee. Oh yes, we thank thee, Lord, for every flower that blooms, birds that sing, fish that swim, and the light of the moon. We thank thee every day as we kneel and pray, that we were born with eyes to see these things. Thank thee for the fields where the clovers grow. Thank thee for the pastures where cattle may roam. Thank thee for thy love so pure and free, O Lord, we thank thee. Oh yes, we thank thee, Lord, for every flower that blooms, birds that sing, fish that swim, and the light of the moon. We thank thee every day as we kneel and pray, that we were born with eyes to see these things. We thank thee for the fields where the clovers grow. Thank thee for the pastures where cattle may roam. Thank thee for thy love so pure and so free, O Lord, we thank thee.
When you're up on the mountain, you've got peace of mind like you never know. Nothing's changed. when you're down in the valley. Don't stay, for you're never alone. For the God on the But down here, just a clink in the armor is enough, enough to lose a friend. Some of the old generals have retired and gone, and the run don't come as it did before. But when the two say go, don't you know the desert is come? We've lost the battle, but yet we will win the war.
Kathleen, you still hearing the show?
No.
Cause it started to play Rally Around the West Indies and then it just went down low. And now I'm not hearing at all. Is that the same thing you got?
Yes. No. Tunnel, do you hear me?
I'm hearing you. Okay.
Uh-oh. I guess Ever? My phone was on mute here all this time. Wow. Everything I said must have been on mute.
No, we were hearing you. I was hearing you a bunch of time. We were hearing you. And we were hearing the show. And you started to play Rally Around the West Indies. And then it just went down low, low, low. And then it just disappeared.
Oh, yeah. That's because my phone was muted. I'm so sorry. I gave this course
okay.
there for West Indies. But anyway, we're not going to go back over that again. We're going to just let the heavyweights deal with that tomorrow in the essence of time. Because...
Okay.
I did give this course for West Indies. I'm saying they're wheeling up 19 for 3.
Mm.
And,
okay.
But I will let me repeat that because I think it's worth repeating because I'm not afraid to say what I'm saying.
No.
I gave the scores, and don't you heard me when I said, Shea Hope, the wonder boy.
No. It cut out. We stopped hearing this show. I mean, Rally Around the West Indies went down low, 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 low. And then we stopped hearing the show. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, because it was a mute. I didn't realize it was a mute. So what I said, I just gave the West Indies and just said, well, we had the Bajans at the top. Shea Hope went for King, has gone to Brandon Popper. He made 8. Sharma booked 4. But we're rooting for Casey Carty. He's on 2 from 13. And we're rooting for Nicholas Pruin, 1 from 9. But we're still rallying around the West Indies. To come, Roman Powell, Romaro Shepherd, Kimo Paul, Akil Hussain, Moti, Gadas, Moti, and we had Azari Joseph. So
they still didn't give Devon Thomas a do.
No, Devon Thomas, no, because the Bajans have to be at the top. I said that, and I, you know, I saw you didn't hear my first one because I went on to give some other highlights there. But my word.
I was trying to get it. And
yeah,
like,
but you see, once you didn't hear me, you're supposed to just come in and cut there, so we didn't have dead air. So,
no, I didn't know what was going on.
So just pick it up and go. But anyway, let's talk about Djokovic winning another title last Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
That is what, 22nd now, one behind Nadal.
Yes.
Yes, and the young lady would have taken it, what, for the first time?
Rybakina.
Yes.
So,
yeah, well, the minor league continues. I don't have much on that, and I think David is away as well. I think Dennis was with us. He's still here with us. So if you can bring us up to speed with the minor leagues, and tell us what's in store for tomorrow in this segment, especially if they have a guest or what have you. Yes, we'd be happy to allow them that space.
Around the sports, Ivar, I believe that Djokovic would be again denied the right to continue his march to the top because he's been denied entry into the United States because of his refusal to be
vaccinated.
Get vaccinated.
America still sure. I thought they leave all of those nonsense. Didn't they do that?
No. He has been denied entry to the United States because of that. He's still saying he hopes to get, I think he's put that out of his mind, because he's still saying he hopes to get to play the Australian. So he has put the U.S. Open aside. And I like the stance that the young man is taking, you know.
But I thought Australia was vaccinated to be into Australia, so they lifted that.
Australia was at the Australian Open. I'm not sure where the French was, but he didn't play the French. And then he got to play Wimbledon, but the U.S. Open has said the United States has denied his entry, so he won't be playing the U.S. Open. You know, so
that's going to, you know, put a hitch in the young man's progress forward. You know, but, you know, I like him, I say, I hope he gets to play this thing. I mean, that's a loss. That's a loss as far as the U.S. Open is concerned. It's a loss to them, you know. And, you know, these kind of policies where they are trying to control people's lives completely, you know, encroaching on your dignity, encroaching on your privacy, encroaching on your right to make a decision about you. It's gonna destroy this sport, and sooner or later it's gonna turn people off. You know, I know people, there are gonna be people on both sides, but it's counterproductive, you know. And so hopefully they will change their mind and we can see Djokovic at the US Open, because, you know, tennis is about the fans. You know, this sport is about the fans. The administrators of society and these organizations think this is about them. And more they're thinking this is about them. And you notice that you know, from back when the French Open decided that they were going to deny, they were going to put the screws onto Naomi Osaka, because she said she did not want to be harassed by the media. It wasn't good for her mental health. So, well, we'll see what develops from here.
Yeah, okay. Well, in the minor leagues right now, I think Atlanta is taking on Fort Lauderdale, and Atlanta has two teams, but it's just putting Atlanta. They're 8-1 into the second over, so they lost a wicket already. That's in the minor leagues. And Fort Lauderdale, they won yesterday, 218-5 from the 20 overs. They knocked over Orlando for 188-9 from the 20. Okay, so there are other matches as well there, but we'll just leave it at that. We'll leave it for the Sunday. For Sunday, but, you know, we're interested in Fort Lauderdale right now, personally, based the Lions. So at least they would have won one. That's a good victory. The score's looking good. So we can leave it at that. And David is away. He's not with us this morning, so we just leave the sports in brief. Don't forget, we are having the ladies. They're coming up at 10:45. So, Cardinal, I think we should just go ahead and get our birthdays out the way and hail your many fans. And by the way, let me get it in first. I did hear from Irma. She did text and say she's enjoying the inspirational portion. So she's not the latest fan, but she's the original. She's one of the original who would have liked the inspirational portion. So I think Kathleen holds that position as the latest one now. So we have to check the board to see if someone would have opted Kathleen being the latest fan on the inspirational portion. Nonetheless, let's go ahead and greet your special fan, and then we'll get into birthdays right away.
They like it when you get when they can get nostalgic. Anyway, yeah. Well, let me say good morning to all the fans, friends, supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, and particularly to the special fans who keep us well informed about how well we're doing or how well we're not doing. And let us make us prepared to put a better show forward as we do. It's most certainly like to do for the fans that are listening. So let me say good morning to New York, Mertris, a little under the weather. Good morning, Mertris, and here comes my voice to hope to make you better. Ina, Donna, Sharon, and Lady Bubs in New York, who I understand can be found, but wherever she is, I know she is with us. Good morning to you all up there in New York. Let me move across to St. Martin, where I'm going to say good morning to Irma Thompson, whom you hear Ivor just mentioned. Irma just coming off of a smashing holiday weekend, I should say, party weekend last weekend. They had Juve over there in St. Martin. You should I tell you, the Martin people love to party, and they are going to party. The massive crowd that came out. Enjoy it, Irma. We love to know that you're having great fun over there in St. Martin. Good morning, Carlos. Carlos has straightened me. Carlos is my good man, my technician. Carlos straightened me out last weekend, brought me up to date so that now I can go sit down and watch cricket once again from all over the world. Thank you, Carlos, and hope that you are having a great time as well. Good morning to the people over in St. Kitts. I'm going to say good morning to Lynette. Lynette, I hope we hear from Lynette this morning, because I'm hearing things about her that I don't want to say right now. I'm hoping that she will come on and tell us all of the good stuff that she's into, that she really haven't told us yet. Good morning, Lynette. I'm going to go on over to Nevis, and I'm going to say good morning to the people over there, and particularly to Mr. Renford Doerr and his staff there at 2020 Vision Radio. Good morning to you. How about Carmen Lady C. Griffin? Good morning to you. I'm going to step on up to the UK, where I'm going to say good morning to Omel. Omel just coming back from Nevis, where she was enjoying a restful, peaceful, quiet holiday over there in Nevis. She's now safe and sound in the UK. Good morning, Omel, and hoping that you're still feeling the tingles of your vacation in Nevis. Tell everybody about it. Good morning to the people over in Fort Lauderdale, particularly to Elimat, King Elimat, that is. Oh, hoping that the brother is doing really well. They say no news is good news, and we haven't heard from him for a while, so we're hoping that he's doing great. Good morning to Marva Jones, and I got to say good morning to my favorite celebrity, Tiffany. And while at that, I'm going to say good morning to his brother, Malik, and sister Tanaya. Good morning to you. I'm going to go on down to the southwest, where I'm going to say good morning to Jerome Cotner Richardson, who comes to you by way of Sandy Point. Ivor, if Cotner was listening, I wonder if Cotner listening to the cricket, and he vexed. Now, you know, Cotner would get upset when he's listening to this kind of performance. Cotner is an old school West Indies supporter, and he don't support West Indies when they're losing, and particularly when nobody from Leeward Island playing. Good morning, Cotner. There, you can listen, as we can talk about it when we have a conversation. Hope that you're having a great time over there listening to that. I'm going to go on up to Georgia, where I'm going to say good morning to Barbara, Monique, and Yvette, listening to us over there in Georgia. And hoping that they are having a great time as well. Rain, sunshine, whatever it is. We got a little bit of rain here this morning. Long awaited. We got a couple of sprinkles here this morning. Pretty early in the morning as well. But I was still able to make it out to the market. But it's nice to see a little bit of moisture in the soil. So. And let me finally say good morning to my dear sister, Yvonne. Wherever she is, there's going to be sunshine. And if there has to be rain, there will be too. Because she's always smiling. Ah, pack me up, Yvonne. I'm longing to laugh. And finally, I'm going to say good morning to the inspirational favorite fan, Kathleen. Good morning to you. Listening to us, because I've got a great show.
Did I hear Sister Yvonne? Did I hear Sister Yvonne? I don't think I heard
Yvonne. Yeah, I know she, like I said, she's wherever she is, she's smiling and having a great time. Sends me
Okay.
Funny jokes at time to keep me smiling and laugh.
Well, I think I'll be able to see her before you see her, because Labor Day is coming up and we have a date.
Okay.
Labor Day.
Yes, if you can't discuss that. So.
Oh, she wants to know where to be seated or something? What?
Yeah, she called me to discuss.
Very interesting.
We're going to see her soon. Okay.
So,
you want me to go ahead and...
Yes, let's go into the birthday.
Give you the... First
Don
is
and Debbie, we're waiting. Yes, go ahead.
Anniversaries. And historical notes. Compliments of Mr. Audley Watson. Today, July 16th, the 197th day of the year. Man, we're rolling. Today is the birthday of Dale Richards out of Barbados, out of South Africa, Sean Pollock, and Shane Van Zyl, female cricketer. Out of England, John Waugh, Hazel Sanders, and Sophia Dunkley-Brown. Out of Pakistan, Anwar Hussain. Out of Australia, Stan McCabe. And out of Kenya, Dominique Wasonga. Out of Canada, Kevin Sander. Out of Uganda, Martin Ondiko. Out of India, Venkataraman Subramania. And today is also the birth of actor-comedian Will Ferrell, he's 55. Bobby Lashley, a WEE wrestler. College and Pro Football Hall of Famer Barry Sanders, he's 54. Actor Daryl Chill Mitchell, College Football Hall of Famer and football coach. Jimmy Johnson, who's 79. Oh, boy. Every time I remember Jimmy Johnson, I smile. International tennis star, tennis Hall of Famer, Margaret Court. That's the lady who holds the greatest number of championships, 24, that Serena has been traveling to reach and overtake. Margaret Court, 80, Australian Margaret Court. But that the way they differentiate that is before the open era. In the open, before the open era, the championship from the year before didn't have to play through the opening round. She just played the first person to come to the championship. That was before the open era. In the open era, she had to play the champion had to play all the rounds. So she didn't get a chance to be knocked out in the first round or the second round or the third round by players coming through. The other thing what I understand was that people didn't travel to Australia a lot during those days. The distance and the journey was too long. So she was able to hold on to those titles, you know, that she got in Australia, you know, because of many people feel because she didn't get the kind of competition that the open era would present to, you know, the up-and-coming tennis stars of today. African and American soul singer William Bell is 83. Actress Barbara Stanwyck, actress and dancer. Actress and dancer Ginger Rogers. Ida B. Wells, the women's rights and women's suffrage activist and civil rights leader. She was born in 1862. Mary Baker Eddy, Christian Science founder and pioneer. She was born in 1910. Desmond Dekker, we remember him, a Jamaican reggae singer. Poor me, Israelite, born in 1942. In 622 AD, and usually you say CE, that's the new term between the common era, Muslim era begins. Muhammad begins the flight from Mecca to Medina on his spiritual journey. In 1099, the Christian crusaders herded the Jews of Jerusalem into a synagogue
and set it on fire. That is one of the highlights of the Crusades. They were brutal. In 1377, Richard II, at the age of 10, was crowned King of England at Westminster Abbey, succeeding his grandfather, Edward III. In 1590, a public debate between Martin Luther and theologian Johann Eck at Plessburg Castle in Leipzig, Germany, during which Luther denies the divine right of the Pope. In 1661, the first banknotes in Europe are issued by the Bank of Stockholm in Sweden. In 1790, Congress declares that the city of Washington, in the District of Columbia, to be the permanent capital of the United States. You remember, but before that, the city, the capital of the United States was first Philadelphia and then New York. In 1880, Dr. Emily Stowe becomes the first woman licensed to practice medicine in Canada. In 1895, Lancaster Batsman Archie McLaren scores the first ever quadruple century, 424 runs in first-class cricket against Somerset at Taunton. In 1896, Indian-born Ranjit Singh debuts for England versus Australia in the second test at Old Trafford. It's the first Indian to play test cricket. In 1902, John McGraw officially becomes manager of Major League Baseball New York Giants and begins a 30-year tenure between 1902 and 1932. In 1921, encouraged by the British, King Constantine of Greece launched a drive to take Asia Minor from the Nationalists, which was under the control of Mustafa Kemal Atatürk. In 1935, the first automatic parking meter in the United States is installed in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I wonder what was the motivation for that. In 1957, U.S. Marine Major John Glenn sets a transcontinental speed record of 3 hours, 28 minutes, and 8 seconds. In 1966, Nigeria becomes the first Anglophone independent state in Africa to become an associate member of the European Economic Community. Talk about a reversal of fortune. In 1969, Apollo 11 was launched carrying the first men to land on the moon. Remember them? Glenn, Aldrin, and Collins. In 1972, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, final live performance. In 1977, Daniel Comisión of Trinidad and Tobago was crowned the 26th Miss Universe. You remember that too, right? Commission. Yeah, we had a couple of things to say about that. Cicely Chalkas. In 1988, Florence Griffith Joyner, Flo Jo, runs 100 meters in women's world record, 19.49 seconds. Also in 1988, the Ukraine declares its independence from the Soviet Union. In 1999, John F. Kennedy Jr., his wife Carolyn, and his sister-in-law Lauren Bessette are killed in a plane crash off the coast of Martha's Vineyard. JFK Jr. was the pilot. Yes. In 2004, Martha Stewart is sentenced to 5 months in prison plus 5 months of house confinement for lying to federal investigators. And in 2014, Bashar al-Assad is sworn in for a third 7-year term as the president of Syria. Now, there is one other historical note that I cannot, you know, forget to mention. And that is on the 16th of July, 1945, the United States subject to a program called the Manhattan Project, tested its first atomic bomb in New Mexico. They were pleased with the idea, and some weeks later, particularly on August 6th and August 9th of that same year, dropped two bombs in Hiroshima and Nagasaki in Japan, testing their bombs on major cities of the world, killing a man just to watch him die. The worst, worst devastation in warfare ever. Up till today, people are still suffering from the effects that assault. And we're talking about, and we wanted to think that something will happen to make people stop the desire to hold guns and destroy lives. That is, in essence, destruction of human life has become necessary to certain people's welfare and survival in Augustana. That's your historical notes, birthdays, and anniversaries for today.
Yeah, I want to thank you for that. Thank you for that. And like you said, I asked Audley why I'm not hearing my name on Saturday, and he assured me that all the names you're hearing on a Saturday are people who are having birthdays on that date. So I'm wondering now if I was being snubbed or just put meekly in my place. But Cardinal...
we want to make sure that people realize that February has a few numbers, you know. So we throw a couple of other people in there, you know, to give people the assurance that February got few numbers. They're not up there yet with October and November and September, but they got a few numbers. We're not going to take that away from them. So Audley is still right.
Well, the best month, they say, the first of the second half of the year, July. What can I say? Donna is here with us. I don't know if she's on the tunnel or if she's just listening up. But apparently there's no birthday today. But did you wish Lynette safe travels, Cardinal?
I'm waiting for Lynette to come on to tell us that she's going someplace. I mean, she had said that before, but I'm waiting for her to come and tell us that she's going someplace. I wonder where she's hiding.
Well, we need some
Bob Marley. So much trouble in the world, man.
Yeah. Well, I think you're in a little bit of trouble here, you know, because somebody's in communication with Yvonne, and she says she's smiling, not laughing. This is what somebody wrote here. I'm not going to call the first name. They said that the person has hired an architect to design seating arrangement at a wedding reception. And all I hear, I am smiling. I am not laughing. I'm telling you, man. Anyway, Lynette, let's get Donna, because Donna has a birthday for us, and we have Lynette standing by. Sister Donna, good morning. How are you, my love? How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm fine. Just
very
getting
good.
Set to go and do my daily task. But I'm fine. Yeah, I just wanted to shout out my sister Marva. She had a birthday on the 13th earlier this week.
Yes.
on the 13th. Hi. I also want to shout out those for next week. The big bad Iva is here in that mix for next week.
Man, you got to sit a little louder. Kind of not hearing anything. Kind of not hearing anything.
And also in my memory is my grandma's on the 24th. I will never forget her.
Yeah.
The great Anne Zed Henry.
You mean more than one person in a family got birthday in July? July is moving up his ass here.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I think you need to work with Dean too, no, because Barbara is on Mammy's birthday as well on the 24th. That is what he does not even know. That.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
And so we have 24th. Our cousin Leandra as well in England and Nathaniel in England this year. But there's with my grandma.
Yeah.
On that same 24th, yes. We
I need for that one to say on the show, don't call any more family members. he might just run away.
Yes, well, Cardinal didn't hear those I mentioned last week.
I got to give July some new respect here, man.
The great guy is sober now on July. The Michael Holden. Yeah. Runaka Morton comes up on the 22nd too, you know, spiritual birthday
for
him. You know, I don't know. Somebody put cock in the ear, in the ears. You know what we used to say back in the day? Stick way cock in this guy here ears, man. Yes. Well, we have Lynette Lang with us, and she's going to be doing some traveling. She's going to hitting the airwaves. Air meaning in the sky, not the air on radio.
Mm-hmm.
So she's with us. Lynette, good morning. Good morning. How are you doing?
Hello. Good morning, everybody. Donna, morning. Cardinal, morning. Ivor,
good morning.
I'm
good
wonderful.
Morning.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I won't complain.
Yes.
God has been good, and I won't complain.
Okay,
Lynette, I do not want to say that I was deceived, because I would not like to admit that. But Ivor said that you're not going to come here. You're not going to come here and tell us that you're traveling. You're going to ignore us. So she told me not to expect to hear you today. But I was confident.
Wow.
What did you hear last week?
Okay, so I defy him as usual, but that's okay.
Okay.
We didn't hear last week, so I'm hearing about traveling today, so I said, if we didn't hear last week and she didn't have to travel, I don't think we're going to hear this week.
Good. Yeah. So you see, he can't pin me down. That's great.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Okay.
Donna, you have a lot of family in July. I wonder why.
Well, hold on. We have somebody that's going to tell us about July here. 785-554. And, that's them. That's Debbie and Dodd. So they're coming up shortly. They're coming up shortly. So
we're
going to hold train a little bit there. So we're gonna take care of the Don and Debbie.
Make it a better place.
Oh. I just knew.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And a place much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there, if you care enough for the living. Make a little space, make a better place, heal the world, make it a better place.
Make a better place for you and for me.
Only healing the world, we are feeding the world, we are clothing the world, and we are doing that in fine fashion with Debbie and Dawn, helping the less fortunate over there in Antigua and Barbuda, and soon to be around the world. Good morning to you, fine, beautiful ladies.
Good morning. This is Dawn.
Good morning.
Yes,
Dawn. Welcome Hi. To the Tag and Gomez Voices.
Thank you very much.
Yes, you care to tell us what's been happening over the past week? We know what's been happening over the past month, and where do we go from here as well?
Well, for the past month, Debbie and I have been continuously trying to get ourselves, connected with other people that are very much wanting to help, and we have been working on it. And so Debbie actually has done a lot of the work, and myself as well. And so we've been able to talk to different people and connect with them, because that's what we need right now, is to build a relationship with other organizations and people. And it is becoming successful, but we still need other people's help as well. We definitely need some donations monetarily, or clothing or food, because we're still getting information from our country, Antigua and Barbuda, that we still have people that are in need. I understand that sometimes the Social Security does not get there on time. Sometimes it takes several months for them to receive it. So we definitely have an interest in those people. I would like them to know that our organization is also available to help them, as well as the most underserved people in our country. We have did a survey of the different areas, such as the Grace Farm, Grace Green, Hatton, and Five Islands area, to see how we can best serve them. We do have people that are actually also needing help that are living in St. John's as well. So it is a large number of people that are needing help. Our pantries are just about empty, but we depend on our people on the ground, the Smile Foundation, Shanita Joseph, and also the House of Refugee, which is Pastor Pete, to give us the update, because they do connect with people in those areas, and whatever they have, they're able to give it to them. But right now, we don't have anything at all in the pantry there. So we're looking around for people to help us in any which way they can. I know some people may be able to send maybe just a box of items, our basic staples, sugar, flour, the things that we use, baking powder, so they can make, bread, biscuits, whatever they need to make. And then we have other people that have other needs, like for babies, the diapers and wipes, any type that you have. Also, if you just wanted to say, let me just send small box with just diapers and wipes. If you give us a call, we'll be able to assist you. We do have people in Florida that we work with. We have Sivini Shipping,
And if you want to do this on your own, just call one of us, myself or Debbie. And the reason I say that is because there's a way that you have to ship them so they can get right to Antigua. And we have a person there that is able to help us get them to Antigua. We also have included Barbuda because they definitely have people that are able to help. So trust me, it's not a simple task, but we are trying very much to do what we need to do, okay? So just know that we are available anytime for you all to give us a call so we can coordinate for you, okay? So with that being said, let me give you my information. I am Dawn Cochrane Curtin. My number is 785-554-5628. My email is Curtin, as in K-I-R-T-O-N, 697 at Gmail. Debbie's phone number is 845-820-6598. Her email is Debbie, D-E-B-B-Y, Campbell, C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L, at NYC.com. So to say that we're caught up with everything that we need, that is not so. But we do need help from our people that are listening under the sound of my voice. And also, Debbie is there putting something together. She will be revealing that pretty soon because it has to do with November. And so she's working really hard to get vendors as well, like we did last year. Last year, we had 48 dishes from local people and hotels, and they sponsored the dinner. We had our the Smile Foundation and also the House of Refugees there with their volunteers. We also had Tradewinds Hotel that was there. They donated some food and the volunteers as well. So we have a lot of people. We had Mr. Nigel Joseph, who is a continuous support for us. And so just look out for us. We're not going to stop doing this. We understand the need. We love God, and we also love our people in Antigua and Barbuda. So I want them to know that we love them and we care about them, and we will continuously get what we need. And so with that being said as well, let me give you my information one more time. Dawn Cochrane Curtin, email is Curtin, K-I-R-T-O-N, 697 at gmail.com. Do you all have any questions, call in on the phone, and we are available every Saturday at, my time would be 9:45, your time is 10:45. And so we do appreciate coming on the radio station. We appreciate you all letting us on every Saturday because we have a cause, and I know you agree with the cause. And so we would love to have other people call in and tell us if there's something in particular they would like for us to do, and we'll try to get it done. We do need the public that are listening in today, and please spread that around to other people that you know of. If you have friends in Antigua, I'm pretty sure that they have told you what's happening there, that even though there's not a lot of people, I think we have under 100,000 at present, we have a lot of people there that are really in need. And we have pictures and everything, but we do not put those out for people to see. We get them, and we look at and evaluate what it is. We have people that are living in a squalor, and we have people that cannot get a job the way they used to, you know, because a lot of the places were closed or they have did something differently in Antigua and Barbuda. I know that they're maybe hiring now. I just understand that the cruise ship hired some people, and I congratulate them. I know that people are trying to create businesses so they can employ people. But some of our people are the elderly, that some of them may not have family members to help them with their needs. And so what we try to do is build up what we have so we can get those supplies out to them. So elderly supplies are very important. As we know, they're pretty expensive on the island. But sometimes there are people listening to me that know someone that can help them, and they can maybe put something together and give us a call, and we'll direct you on how to get that to Antigua. So with that being said, if there's questions for me, go ahead and ask me. Do you have something that you can ask me?
Yes, well, a simple question, because Debbie was with us, but he got dropped off, so I'm hoping that everything's okay. Anything on her?
She was on, but then she had to go.
Yes, probably she has to go because you guys don't know, but Debbie has a job that demands her to come when they call her. So if she has dropped the call, I'm pretty sure it has to do with her job. There's always an emergency that needs to be taken care of. She has a big job. She's in management, so imagine managing a lot of people. So Debbie has the knowledge how to do it. So if she's dropped off, it's because of that. And she probably wasn't able to say anything.
Right, it's unusual. You know, she'll come and please say something. She was there doing the song, and then she dropped off and didn't come back. So, okay. So I just want the folks to know if you wanted to hear
her voice.
I apologize
to her. And I'm actually messaging her right now just to make sure she's up because we hadn't spoken this morning. But I do know if she's ever had to drop a call, it's because of an emergency.
Emergency?
And it's
okay.
It has to do with the job, usually with her job because, you know, we have, she has a big, extensive position and she runs things. And by the way, she is Dr. Debbie Simon. She just never says that about herself. She's a very humble lady. And I love to work with her. Right. So anyway, that's what's going on. Anytime you see she drops a call, do know it has to do with her job.
With emergency. Okay, we just wanted to know to make sure that, you know, everything's okay. Anything, you know, any and everything happened these days. But, of course, we always try to promote you the best way we can because we always invite people to support, your charitable organization and knowing that you're doing a whole lot of work to heal the world. And, I didn't hear you singing this morning, so you must have been very low-key this morning.
I try to be low-key with the singing because I don't have all of the words, and I'm not really a singer. Debbie's more of a singer, but I was humming all the way until you answered the call. I sure was.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you guys so much.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Cardinal is going to just send you on your way and wish you all the best for the best month of the year, July. Because next week, this time, we'll be celebrating a birthday in which I would have had. So Cardinal is going to be the one to tell you how special next week is going to be. Cardinal,
I don't know. Maybe I'll try to sing happy birthday. Maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
But somebody be croaking and laughing. Maybe I can be hilarious and everybody will know I'm not really serious sometimes. I can be like the kid that I like to laugh. So maybe I'll do that next week. So is it your birthday?
Yeah. On the 24th.
Okay, well.
Anything you do for Ivor's.
Okay, well, let me tell you what.
Anything
me and Debbie will be on, and I'll sing for me and Debbie will sing for you. She's not available then. I will try to sing it. Okay.
Oh, very, very well.
You guys will have a good laugh, but it's all right.
Yeah, but you don't need to try to be so sophisticated, Dawn. Anything will do for Ivor's birthday. After all, it's in July. So
right. Well, next week, Bebby and I will sing happy birthday to him. Okay. Yeah. Definitely.
Well, thank you for coming by and for your efforts, like we say, in healing the world. That we need a lot of that, and we need a lot of people with the courage.
We have
courage and the spirit that you have.
Yes. Thank you. All right.
So we appreciate your presence here, and we are happy to forward your message on to the world and to all our listeners, and hope that it will inspire them to contribute to your efforts. Thanks
absolutely
for stopping by.
Thank you guys so much. Let's go out with Healing the World Again.
Of course. You know it.
Yep.
Think about the generations and the say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children so that they know it's a better world for them and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart and I know that it is love. Brighter than tomorrow, and if you really try, you'll find there's
get there. If you care enough for the living, make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world, make it a better place.
Humanitarian efforts. This one especially indeed for Dawn. Dawn, you have yourself a wonderful, wonderful day, and we will see you here on the radio next week, Saturday, for the very, very special edition where you'll be singing.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to me.
Yes, we will. Debbie and I will sing to you.
All right. Thank you.
Yes. Okay.
Have a good day.
I'm not too sure you're gonna hear the voice of that one day. He might take it and make runaway because they get very jealous and envious. Now that you would have announced that you're gonna be singing.
That's funny. Okay, have a good day.
Have a great day.
Okay,
thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, and of course, folks, you are in tune to CGV, the Caribbean Global Voices, and of course, we're here with you until the next 50 minutes or so, so we're going to make good use of it, but we're going to continue from where we left off with Lynette over there in the beautiful country of Saint Kitts and Nevis. She will be telling us, well, I don't know what she's going to tell us because Cardinal already started saying all kinds of stuff about her, which she wouldn't want to believe, but I'm not going to say it on air until I would have heard from her. But I'm going to tell you what Cardinal said, though. But I want to make sure you would have heard it first. So, Lynette, continue.
Yes, hello. But I did not say good morning to Mertrees. And I did not say good morning to my friend, Kathleen. Kathleen, how are you doing? Hope you're doing good. Anyway, I know what Canada would say, and I know what Iva would say, so I'm going to leave it right there.
So, just Kathleen and Mertrees are your friends you're saying hello to. No hello to Iva or Henry. In my birth
I said hello since this morning. When I came on, I said, good morning, Donna. Good morning, Iva. And good morning, Cardinal. Say it again. You want a second turn?
Oh, well, no, I feel better now. You leave those behind.
And I did not say morning hello to them, so I'm just saying it now.
Okay, good. Well, I'm happy that I came before them.
Lynette, that was just to make you look
yes,
bad.
Sir. Yeah, I know, but that's okay.
That was.
I just said my back broad. I know everybody knows I'm a nice girl.
Yeah, and we didn't believe a word of what he said about you saying.
I know. It's just him. Don't mind him.
We didn't believe a word of that. A word. Because I was just hoping
everybody
else knows that
I'm special. Everybody else.
Right. We were just hoping that nothing would happen to prevent you from coming on so that he can say, oh, you see what I told you all? You know that kind of way, Lynette? Yeah.
Cardinal, you win again. Don't worry.
Okay. There you go.
You win.
I'm a winner.
Okay. Anyway, Saint Kitts is overcast and we're getting some lovely, lovely, lovely showers of rain, which we need. My God needs that, so that's okay. It's hot, though.
Could we consider that showers of blessing?
Oh, praise the Lord. I think so.
Okay. I heard
praise the Lord
for
that
again yesterday.
Yes, people turned out to the match. It started off small, but by the time, you get down into town and people just joined in, it was looking pretty good.
We still not get
the date for the election yet. I don't know when it's gonna be.
Do you think
what
Prime Minister is looking
why people are still marching all this time? They're trying to wear out their shoes or what? They're trying to buy new shoes.
They're trying to get agitated, I guess. Get things going. But our constitution.
No.
I have a big problem with a lot of it, but our country, that is what our constitution allows, one person to know the election date. The ones who have been promised that they will not ever have this issue, and they were going to change it, and they did not change it. So?
Right. So the constitution did not say that. The constitution gives the prime minister the powers and authority to hold an election at his whims and fancy.
But that's one person.
And right, so the Constitution is written that way. It gives the primacy to the powers. But they came in.
It gives the incumbent. It gives the incumbent a lot of power.
Right.
And
so
that's not right.
That they,
if election is supposed
came,
to be free and fair, this is my opinion. My opinion. If it's supposed to be free and fair, that should not be happening because it's not fair. How only one person knows, so you have an advantage over the ones who are out. And that's what keeps happening. When the people are out, when the opposition, they bawl and scream and kick and prance and complain and promise to fix it because it's burning them and hurting them. And then when they get in, they do nothing because now it favors them.
Okay.
So,
but Lynette, I like the way you say it. Lynette, I like the way you say it because you know what? And I'm not sure if I would be marching about something like that. What I would be marching about is what you just said. What is evident that people know that whichever side of the aisle that they vote on, they are voting in crooks who promise change at some point, and then when they are in a position to make that change, they don't. So
because it favors them now.
Whichever way your vote goes, you're voting for crooks. So,
but that's not what the
now,
math is all about.
Burden,
so Lynette, this
burden,
is what the math is all about.
Hold on. The burden now is on the people.
No, well, that's one part of it because there was a big banner that's saying free and fair election. So that was one part of it. That was not the whole match. There were other issues that people had placards speaking about. So, but there was a big banner that says free and fair election.
So the burden now falls on the people to decide what kind of people that they're going to put in place to represent them and administer their affairs as a government. So as long as the people remain divided on that issue, they are always going to be exploited on one side of the aisle or the other. So I'm saying the people voted and got exactly what they voted for. They voted for the proposition that you would not hear about elections until whoever is in office decides that they are going to announce it. You voted for it.
No, just one person, the Prime Minister. I guess the people who are running with him will know as well. But there is nobody else knows. The two opposition parties, they don't know a thing. The country don't know anything. That's not right. That can't be fair and free. That's my opinion, mine. Nobody knock me free. It's my opinion. It's my opinion.
Do you know that was there from 1983 when they decided they're going to accept a constitution ratified by England, Mother England, the UK. That
yes, we understand that. We understand all of that.
Okay, but these
okay.
people here.
Okay, so it's what, 38, 38 years, 83, 3 from 11, 39 years coming up?
Right.
And
but
so things have changed, the country have changed, things, everything have changed since that. So why
yeah,
we can't have
minute,
some changes in that?
Hold a minute. Scott Chandon had it wrong there. One set of people, because Labour was there for almost 20 years, going with that because whether they suit them or not, they didn't advocate change in that regard. They were bragging about the...
So you go back to 83.
Hold on.
From 83 to 95, nobody changed it.
You're not,
then 20
you're
years,
not,
nobody
changed
it. Okay.
Right, so I'm saying it was working for almost 20 years for the Labour Party because no one thought about it until a coalition of three parties come together and say that is not right. In 2013, 2014, leading up to 2015, they recognized this is not right. And the people voted, here I'm correcting Karen now, for that change because they promised never again would a prime minister hold an election date in his pocket. We will have a date that everyone would know, just like these United States, you know, when the election date is going to be held. And people voted for that. 7 years later,
yes.
The same people.
That was part of
who
the
it, right, who vowed to change it, decided, I am bragging that I am the only person that knows when this election would have called, and boasted that we're going to make them wait. Lord, I'm going to keep them off balance, keep them confused. The same man who was saying it was wrong, having people vote twice, you need that change. He's now coming and saying, I have it and I'm glad that I have it. And you're telling me that people are going to still turn on and vote for that same man or party who bragged and boasted that I promised you all I'm going to change it. I didn't change it, but I'm glad that I didn't change it. I have it in my pocket now. To me, that is hypocritical to anybody who would vote for something like that when you wanted to change and he didn't bring anything to tell you. Now that I'm in here, I realize that it is best for the country not to have a fixed date. So that's where the problem is coming. But anyway, that's enough for that portion there. The people, like I said, marching because they feel like the election is up for grabs, and the prime minister who is there with only 3 elected members in parliament and bragging that 3 was greater than 9, and 3 are doing more than what 9 would have done in 7 years. And people are buying into that. Well, then to me, why are you voting it for 8 political parties, 8 political constituencies, and in Evie Street? When this man bragging and tell you that 3 of us are doing greater than what the majority would have done. We might as well make it a dictatorship and say instead of 3, let's make it 1. We have a dictatorship, we have 1 man rule. So that's my opinion. You're running behind something like that, somebody like that. I'm telling you that for 7 years I had some nonsensical people in here, even calling them Mumu. The next one can balance his budget and can think he don't know how to run a government. But you did that for 7 years with them and tell us that they were the best, and they're telling us that you were the best. And people are saying, we're going to put you back there? No, man. I would rather let the army run the government than to have the same set of people who funked up for 7 years go straight back in there. I'm telling the truth. You might as well just tell the police and army to run it until they get it straightened up. That's my take on that. But in the meantime, here we have the January 6th investigation hearing. That continues. We have turmoil over there in Europe, Russia and Ukraine. They're still waging war at one another. What about my good friend Mohammed Aziz? China might have something to say about that, because he and the estate of Khalil Islam, they would have sued the New York City. These guys were involved in some wrongful conviction there, the government. And that's for the assassination of Malcolm X. 3 men. That Vincent Elbera, Thomas Malik, and James Irons. Those guys have been cleared of murder. That murder took place in the subway in New York, if I remember that. So, but I don't expect to give back life to anybody who has spent 25 to 27 years behind bars. Yes, they're not dead. They were not executed. But I don't know. Maybe in the end, justice will prevail, but I don't know if you can heal those wounds.
And that is the claim, that is the position of these gentlemen. They're asking, how do you compensate me for the last years? When they went into prison, they were like 17 and 18 years old. Now they are 45. Those missing years, they spent in a prison cell, being of little or no value to themselves or to their families, and now you're going to let them say, oops, we made a mistake, you can go home. Now, and I'm saying it that way because Muhammad Aziz and the estate of Khalil suing the city of New York. And I'm saying this because these two things, these two events come up in New York. So in the city of New York, for wrongful conviction, they were convicted for the murder of Malcolm X. No, there was a young man whom they said they caught with a weapon. He's in jail still. And he told them clear out, look, those two guys were not part of the plan to kill Malcolm X. They had nothing to do with it. And he's been telling them that now for how many, you know, since 1965. Okay? So he also said, and this is the part that a lot of people are not going to hear, or they do not want published. He also said that this was a plan. Malcolm X's death was planned by the U.S. government. You understand? So he is now being silenced. Oh, what are you talking about? He's in jail. He'll say anything. And now all of a sudden you found out that all of the things that everybody down the line did, the FBI and police and law enforcement officers who investigated the crime, okay, the prosecutors who failed to disclose evidence that would have been what is called exculpatory, which means this evidence would have established that these guys had nothing to do with the crime. Okay? So the whole system in its corruption deprived these gentlemen of their right to live as human beings. How do you compensate someone for that after, let's say, Malcolm X was murdered in 65? I mean, from the moment they were accused and arrested, their lives were thrown into chaos. The lives of their families was thrown into chaos, their children, their wives, their girlfriends, or whoever else, and the wife and the life of the community at large was thrown into chaos. How do you compensate for that? Now, Aziz is suing for $40 million. Is that adequate compensation? I think not. I think that the United States and the city of New York owe black people much more than that. But instead of compensating us, it is advancing or exacerbating the injury to black people. So what do we go, where do we go from here to say justice is going to be served and we ought to get, or what compensation we are to get? I mean, there is even resistance to claims for reparations for the years of injury and insult that black people have sustained in the social environment. And specifically, when you can identify the injury and how it occurred, there's still a resistance to be people being repaired and compensated. Okay, so how could you say that this or that compensation is adequate? I think the cutoff should be at this point. And my position, this emphasizing the point that it explains what happens when the system, as it is established, continues to have authority or continues to be able to delegate authority to determine what happens in the affairs of black people.
Okay. All right. Well, like you say, 40 million is sound like a lot of money, but when you divide that by 25 and 27 years in a 6x7 cell, especially in your youth, you spend your adult life inside there. That tree has already been bent. And when the root been planted and you've been wrong for so many years, I don't believe no amount of money. It might sound good to some people, and they might say, hey, you're sitting there and you get 40 million and you know you're not going to get all of that, but how do you begin again? I don't get it. No, you can always begin if you feel somewhere along the line, okay, there's consequences for my wrongdoing or what have you. But just because when you know you're into something and you've been accused, I don't even like a person tell a lie on me. Nothing makes you even want to cry and just get passionate. Never mind, somebody's going to get up now and convict you. Something, God forbid that they would have hung those people. No, it begs to ask the question, how many innocent souls has been put to death? Because there was always the death penalty too. And that's why I believe maybe they should really, really do away with the death penalty, unless it's really glaring out there, where these white boys get up and go in school and churches and just murder on people. I don't think there's no life sentence for you doing stupidness like that. I am serious. Call me barbaric. But you cannot get up, calculate you're going to go out there and shoot up some people out there. You as a policeman knowing that you see an unarmed man there, and you know you train, you shoot him in the head, you shoot him in the heart, and then you get 25 years and such. I don't believe so. Not because you're wearing this badge. You ought to know better. I'm going to hold it to a higher standard. Gallows for you. That's how I see it. Call me barbaric again. But when you have doubts in a case, no, I don't believe that you should just go and tell this man, go under the gallows, you're going to go. All because you either cover up evidence, ignore evidence, withhold something, and you find a way to manipulate the system and then go and put up a guy in prison for all those years, or punishment by death. I have a problem with that. But we're winding down here. Colonel, do you have a short commentary something?
Not yet. Let me go on to the next three guys. The similarity of their criminal process, compared to what happened. Now, this is 1965, and then this is 30 years later. Three young men, Vincent Ellaby, Thomas Malik, and James Irons, are cleared after spending 25 years in prison. Now, Ellaby and Irons remained there for the 25 years from 1995. Malik was paroled in 2020. But nevertheless, you know, they were convicted for a crime that the good didn't commit. And again, similar to what happened in 1965 with the murder of Malcolm X, their criminal proceedings, investigation, trial, conviction, and sentencing were as corrupt in 1965, as it was in 1965. The same factors of corruption, maybe different people in place. In 1965, the 1965 issue implicated the head of the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover. Who was the head of the FBI in 1995? Somebody different. Or who was head of the Administration of Justice in the United States and in New York State and New York City in 1995 may have been someone different. But the process was the same. And I'm saying this
so that people can understand what they're saying when they say, well, things have changed. You know, things have changed. It is 30 years later, things have changed. But the same element of corruption are endemic to the system. And those elements of corruption are not just from 1965 or 1995. They were there from the moment, from the date that the country itself was formed. And a lot of people get offended and otherwise funny when I say this. But the corruption, as I said, has always been there. The corruption was embedded in the character of the founders and architects of the social construct that is called the United States of America. Now, I know a lot of people want to run around and say, oh, this is the greatest nation in the world and all that, and we got all this freedom and opportunity and all that. And when I say things that I'm saying now, they get offended. Because what I'm saying now does not, is not synchronized with what they want to believe. So they get offended. But that's okay. The evidence is here. The evidence is clear. Okay? And it comes out eventually in the exoneration of these people. The system itself had to come back and say, we did the wrong thing. The funny thing that it's not saying, they're not saying we did the wrong thing because we are corrupt. They're saying we did the wrong thing because we made a mistake. You don't make the same mistake twice. Experience allows you to repair whatever caused you to make the mistake the first time. It was not a mistake. It was a deliberate effort to dehumanize not just those who are caught up in the specific event, but to dehumanize an entire people. Just remember.
Okay.
And this is where we start.
Okay. Okay, in the meantime here, Casey Carty has gifted his wicket away, gone for 33, had a start.
Oh, Lord.
And just, as the commentator would say, gifted his wicket away. Pony, he's in 40. He's been joined there by Powell. It's 94 for 4. And into over number 32 overs gone. But Carty was well on his way.
I was just thinking that I'm hoping that Casey Carty is sitting there and seeing a century. His first ODI century. I was really hoping.
He was well on his way. And even
well
in his for comment, they say he gifted his wicket away. You can see at the point when he was out that that was their comment, that he gifted his wicket away. So sometimes you got to carry on. You just have to. Bad balls get wickets all the time. And that's what these guys have to bear in mind. Bat out the good ones, and when your eyes light up with a bad delivery, you just go ahead and just decide, well, here it comes. Christmas came early. But Puan, going good so far. And Carty was going to the good clip, you know, the 50% strike rate.
Mm-hmm. Was improving his strike. Yeah.
So we have it, folks, 95 for 4. And West Indies trying to win one, trying to keep hope alive.
Dave.
He was alive as well. Dave, what? But anyway, let's just give Linatel an opportunity again, because he's traveling to, he didn't say for what, but His hands have been joined in marriage. I mean, they say he who findeth a wife findeth a good woman. And it's a week of celebration.
What about he who find a husband? What about she who find a husband? What makes the woman? Oh, okay.
You see that?
I don't know. You tell us.
No.
I think it goes both ways. I think when they were speaking
that,
for both sides.
No, I don't think so.
What do you mean?
I don't think so.
It's written in
what do you mean?
Way.
I don't think
it should go. It should go both ways.
He who finds a wife
finds
a good woman. That could never mean that husband and man. How can you refer that to be husband and man? Wife mean wife.
But
woman
please,
mean woman.
Please, because when you now you a man could marry a man and they call them the wife.
No, we are talking about that. That's an abomination. No, because women don't normally go out and find anything.
Nobody thought I was just being
okay, because I don't know.
Anyway, it's all good. And especially when you're young and you could mesh. And they're both young. My son is getting married next weekend.
But why you have to be
and
young?
I give it all my blessings. Every one of my blessings. Hello?
Yeah. But yeah, I know
really,
old
very young,
people who married.
So
your son is young getting married? No, I asked
my
the question.
Son,
your son is young and getting married? That's what you're saying?
Yes.
Oh, you didn't tell us that before, so.
I got married at 23, and he's going, and he's 30, so he's overdue 7 years. that's by me saying that, okay?
Please don't make a speech at his wedding. Please, you. You might just come out and say, boy, you're late.
No, but he's good. I mean, professional people don't get married that early, but 30 is good age. That's good age.
So you are not
all of the university in a very good job and everything. You're good.
Yeah, but were you a novice? You and your husband, when you got married, you said professional people.
No, that's our era.
Early.
That era is different. That's like 40 whatever years ago. I mean, that's a different era.
Oh, you're not old.
The era now is that people get married older.
You're married 40 years ago?
But anyway, it's all good, and I give them all my blessings.
I thought you were about 40. How old are you?
Well, I thought you...
30.
Don't mind the business. Drink water. How we go now? How we go, Linus?
Drink water.
Don't mind your business.
Oh. Exactly.
Tell Ava, drink water.
So he's saying that I'm 40, so I could get married again then. Okay, thank you, Viva. Thank you for that. I agree.
On Caribbean Global Voices, we speak people business. We entertain, we educate, we inform.
What is this?
We can put
in
local parlance. We do nigger business. We weed things off the lamppost.
So
on the lamppost, we take it down and we read it.
You got a section for that. I see that.
Yeah. Of course, this morning.
But in
saying
it, we got something called Nigger Business at Christmas, where they pray people. So if you had a big incident during the year, you'll have a group of men go out, and we call it Nigger Business, and they will actually reenact the Nigger Business.
So what are you trying to tell Kylie?
So here we say, be careful, they will play your Christmas time.
Well, I just told you that Colonel has hired an architect come of that a little later. I didn't even know you have to design things and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
To design seating. That's my understanding this morning.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. So have you been assigned a seat at your son's wedding? Or do you just sit wherever you want?
Oh, well, I'm going to be in all the preparations, you know, so that's why I'm going early. So I'm going to be there with all the decorating and all the setting and everything, all the cooking and, oh, yeah. We're going to have West Indian food and Arabian food.
That's how they say it's an Arabian wedding, where they do this for a week and all this kind of 2 week business.
It's going to be two sets of food.
It's going to be beef. Hold on. It's going to be like barefoot wedding and all that kind of stuff and so on. They dress up in there.
Well, I don't know. I'm not going to be barefoot because I have my fancy shoes. Hello.
No. If you go to the wedding, you got to go barefoot and put your foot in water and all that kind of stuff.
Well,
I did wedding there before. They just sit around there and they eat with their hand and stuff there and just all.
You look like I have to do a live so that you could see, no?
Yeah,
maybe I should do a live. What do you
holly,
think? Anyway, whatever it is, I know it's going to be good.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there to make sure everything goes well.
Very well.
My daughter, she has all my blessings. She knows that. As a matter of fact.
Your daughter meaning?
She has to love me
out there.
She has to make sure of all that I eat and what I don't eat.
So you're going to eat?
It's all good.
Okay.
It's all good.
Okay, let me take that back.
I know you're being disgusted, sir. Not even, you're being devil's advocate, as usual.
No.
Yes.
I'm just asking questions to be made wise.
Being devil's advocate, all you want.
To these persons on Asian continent. I know sometimes cultures clash. So I am just hoping all the best and wishing all the best.
No, she's British.
Yeah, but their parents are from where?
It's like British West Indian and British Arabian. That's what it is.
I keep my eyes
but it's
on
all
those
good.
People from those parts. I keep my eyes on those people from those
parts. Oh,
stop it.
Stop stereotyping because they're saying the same about us down here.
Hold on. In a good way. Because remember, Aziz, we had something about Aziz here this morning too. But you remember Abdul Aziz, right? Do you remember him?
Well, that wouldn't have to do with it.
Different cultures do things. Abdul Aziz came to immigration here when he came from the Middle East. And
sometimes different cultures make better relations. You don't know that?
But they asked him a couple of questions, and he was boldly answering his questions. Only two questions they asked. When he hit immigration, coming from the Asian continent, they said, name. He said, Abdul Aziz. He said, sex. Because they had a long fuck, you know.
Do you realize, Ivor?
Let me finish, Marlene. Let me finish. Let me finish my story.
Go ahead.
You know, they're dressing these long things, so you don't know if he's a man or a woman. So the immigration asked him his name. He said, Abdul Aziz. He said, sex, since he didn't know whether it was a man or a woman. Homeboy said, he was a male, of course. He said, sex? He said, man, woman, sometimes camel.
Oh, okay. Lord have mercy. I was going to tell you, do you realize that Kitishans are a mixed race? We all are. We're mixed up with Indian, Portuguese, yes, black, white. Mm-hmm. Do you realize that?
All I know that we're black people. Ask Biko. He'll tell you.
No. So you ain't got no background, no ancestors.
Well, I'm telling you, you're still treated as a black, and you're recorded as a black. You have
yes,
one
we understand
black
that, but you, but we are mixed up. Our race in St. Kitts, we are mixed up. That's why we have some people have straight hair, green eyes. Like in my family, I have people with green eyes.
So you think those pink people, you don't think
And long night hair.
You don't think those pink people are mixed up too? Some have blonde hair, some have brown hair, some have no hair at all.
But that's one thing.
Don't you think
so we, So we all mixed.
You know,
people mixed up too.
Mixed already.
Hold on there. You know what the biggest mix-up is? In our head. Trying to fix ourselves.
I agree.
Your head is the biggest mix-up. Trying to address ourselves to a concept that was not created by us. And I'm talking about the concept of race. You know, that is not a concept that was created by us. That is a concept that was created. The concept of race itself is a concept that was meant to facilitate our dehumanization. And so when we try to use it to identify ourselves, we are actually agreeing or confirming or legitimizing or validating our dehumanization. Because according to this concept of race, there are only two races, the superior and the inferior. And you know who the superior race is. So when they strip you down to make you think that their concept of race has some legitimacy about it, then what you're doing is to allowing them to tell you what is legitimate and how to go about using it. That is really where the mix-up is in our head.
I agree.
All right.
Okay.
There is so much trouble in the world, man.
I agree.
There's a lot of trouble in the world.
Look more jokes.
I agree.
Yes, sir.
Tribe and Global Voices, and we don't create trouble. We solve problems here. We start your day off in the morning at 9 o'clock until 12 noon here in the East Coast. Well, folks, we are getting down to the ending time, so we're going to be having our final comments here coming up shortly. See if anybody's on the board here that I would have missed who want to say a thing or two. Again, you don't remember much. We're not feeling very well, so folks, you wouldn't have heard our voice on the airwaves, but we spoke about this morning, Cardinal and myself, a little under the weather, but prayer works, so remember her in prayer as well. Again, we're asking for traveling mercies for Lynette, who is going to be leaving the shores of St. Kitts and Nevis, heading over to the UK, and she's going to be there to assist in her son's wedding. Hopefully, last a lifetime. It supersede her years in marriage, and marital bliss is wished for them. Final, we're going to allow Lina to just maybe say her wishes on the air for her son, because next Saturday is the wedding. So it will be in the afternoon for you, Lynette. Is it a morning wedding, afternoon wedding for you? So we can know to coordinate, and maybe you'll get a piece of it. If it's a morning wedding, it's an afternoon wedding, you can hear peace before you go to the wedding. How is it?
It'll be afternoon, I think. Because more, so it's going to be more like a dinner wedding.
Okay, so we are on at 9, so by 2 o'clock, you should be not at the wedding, so we can give our best wishes.
Well, I'll see where I'm at and what's happening, and I'll see. Even for two minutes, I'll try.
Okay, I look for your text. If you have to WhatsApp and we can get you in, whatever it is, tell us how cold you are, how damp you are, how...
No. The weather's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. It's going to be the hottest time of the year. It's going to be fine.
Okay,
God is good.
Wow. So you're going to do... Cardinal, you're right. Cardinal, say you're going to need not to wear bikinis. I said, what?
Anyway, what happened to Phil? You did not look for Phil today. Please look for Phil.
Oh, man, I forgot to call Leon during the week to ask him about Phil, but, we just have 5 minutes, so I guess we have to miss Phil this week again.
I remembered earlier, but I forgot again.
Yeah, you should have said something.
Well, check up on him.
But anyway.
And check up on your neighbor.
Yeah, no, I'm not sure I have his number in my phone, but I have it written down.
Anyway, here's something for your son and his wife.
Yes, nice girl, nice girl.
I'm not afraid to
we're going to turn this down. No way we can fall in love. Kalina is going to take us out here, and that is specially requested for Leonard's son and his wife to be. So we're going to wrap it up now, Kano. So send us home. Lynette, your last wishes for your son and wife to be. All right, Lynette, not hearing us. Kano, go ahead and wrap it up.
I didn't hear it.
Yeah, I was asking Lynette to just say her last year until next Saturday.
Okay.
For her son.
I just want to say enjoy the show. And we catch up. We are definitely trying to make some time. I'm calling. Don't worry. We'll keep in touch.
Okay, very well. Safe travels, and wish you all the best. Enjoy
Thank
your
you.
Stay. Apart from the wedding itself, you enjoy your stay. Make it a vacation. And be safe.
Oh, you're bad.
Remember the protocol. Follow
your bet.
Okay.
Yep.
Channel your last word.
I will.
60 seconds.
Yes, Lynette, safe flight. And enjoy your son's wedding. Remember, you're just expanding your family. You get yourself a dog. Another dog. Enjoy the moon. Have a great time.
I will.
And to the rest of our listening audience.
Just looking for my grandchildren now, because I don't have any grandchildren, so.
Oh, yeah.
Looking for that now.
That's good.
All right. Yeah, well, folks, tomorrow you want to join the heavyweights over
Catch
there
up.
On the cricket show. Tomorrow from 6 until 9, we have sports and more sports. So the latest score, it's 125 Cardinals. We'd have lost the last wicket there. Robman Powell, he went for 18. He just got out, and Nicholas Pooran is on 50. So, folks, we are going to be leaving you now. So may the rest of the day be the very best of you.
Yes, I should try to do what I should do, but I fall.
Well, folks, that's where we're going to be ending our episode for this week, the week of July 16th. So we'll be back with you again next week, Saturday, and it's going to be a grand week by all accounts. So stand by for next week, Saturday. So to all who would have graced us with their presence, we want to wish you all Godspeed. Donald came through, Marcus came through, Leo. And Cardinal, the voices that were audible. And for those who would have just graced us by just coming, having a look in. We just want to say thank you for coming in. And for the viewers online, those listeners online, we just want to say thank you for stopping by. We know you have options, but it's always a good way to start your weekend. It's a good way to start your day. Saturday it is. But for now, I'm going to wish that the rest of the day be the very best of your day. We will see you Saturday.